It is time now for a Bollywood edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
Typewriter tip 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 karta hai. Tujhe dekha to ye jana sanam.
Banaya gaya hai mere liye.
Raj Danda and Pablo Satbambra host Raj and Pablo on the BBC Radio's Asian Network. They join us from London. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Doing well. And tell us a little bit about your show and who your audience is, where they are in the world.
Well, they're worldwide. Bollywood is a global phenomenon. We record our shows from London. They go out live. And then they're on the web, everywhere. And all the Bollywood stars come into our studios. So and we interview them.
If you want to hear us, it's Saturday mornings, London time, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And by the way, when we say Bollywood, I think of films. Are these all songs or is this all music that is associated with Bollywood films?
It is indeed. Basically, on our show, there's usually one big release. Sometimes there's about four. So on a Friday, Raj and I will go and watch the movie. Then we'll review the movie on our show and then interview the stars. I mean, for people who don't know about Bollywood, people have heard about Bollywood now. When we first started, Bollywood was a dirty word. You know, it's a poor man's Hollywood. Bollywood produces the most films in the entire world. And each film has about 6 to 7 songs.
And you get the best Bollywood music, of course, on the Raj and Pablo show on the BBC Asian Network.
Second plug in just a minute and a half. Let's get to some of the music so people can hear this. This is Chamak Chalo. And by the way, feel free to correct me at any point if I get these names
you
wrong.
You did well there.
Chamak
well.
Chalo. This is performed by Akon on male vocals and Hamsika Iyer. It's from the Bollywood film Ra 1. So tell us more about this song and the film that it's in.
The film is made and produced by a global superstar, Shah Rukh Khan. He's in the top 10 of the Forbes highest paid actors list. And basically it was his son who loved Akon, who's a big American star, as you guys all know. And his son pestered Shah Rukh Khan to record this song by Akon.
And it's kind of one of the first big sci-fi movies of Bollywood. Well, there was Love Story 2050 that starred Priyanka Chopra, but we won't talk about that. Didn't really do anything at the box office. Favourite of mine. But there's great expectations from this movie, and Shah Rukh Khan did it really well.
But what Pablo's not telling you is the first time that there was a overseas international star that actually recorded all the vocals in Hindi. And I have to say, Akon has done it really, really well.
All right, well, let's get to another one that you wanted us to hear. This is Dil Dhadkane Do. Did I say that right?
Dil Dhadkane Do.
There we go.
Dil
Dhadkane
Do. Which means let the heart beat.
Okay, and this is this is from a film of the same name, by the way, sung here by Priyanka Chopra and Farhan Akhtar. Zindagi hai kya, jaane wo kya. खुशियों को पहचाने वो क्या हम तो यही समझाएंगे उसे सपने जो है सजाने थोड़े से बने दीवारे दिल धड़कने दो दुनिया जो बुरा माने बन के तो मन जा रहे You know, I have to say, this does not sound like a typical Bollywood film piece of music to me. It sounds like if it were in English, this would come out of a Disney film.
Well, I'm telling you, it's all jazz hands. When you see it on the screen, it's absolutely brilliant. And of course, Priyanka Chopra and Farhan Akhtar singing there, which a lot of stars don't really do.
When Bollywood first started, you know, from the 30s, 40s, all the stars were singers. But then we've got playback singers.
Why is that? Why don't the stars do their own singing?
Because they can't sing.
Well, apart from, of course, you've just heard Farhan and
but
Priyanka.
But that's an exception.
But they were stars in the beginning. People like Noor Jahan did used to sing their own songs. But then it became slightly more commercialised, where it was like, how do you look and can you act?
Yeah. But, you know, think of it, singing in the rain. Even that famous scene.
right at the end, you know, where that girl's got that squeaky voice, but she looks wonderful. That's what a lot of the Bollywood stars are like. Hmm. But what the industry
Singing in
developed,
the Rain, by the way, for anyone who you're is that a Scottish accent?
It is indeed. It is indeed. From Glasgow.
Okay.
And Glasgow's big on Bollywood. A lot of Bollywood films have been shot there.
And by the way, Priyanka Chopra, people may know her from the ABC series Quantico. She's also on the February cover of Elle magazine.
And not only that, we can reveal something, can't we, Pat?
We can in a bit, but I have to say, she is one of the nicest stars Raj and I have interviewed, spent time with. Yes, you mentioned Quantico, but rumour has it...
Not rumour, it's confirmed, and we can reveal... She has just signed Baywatch the movie. She's going to be playing a villainess.
The news you never expected to find out on Here and Now, on the DJ Sessions.
You know, the other thing we can say about Priyanka Chopra is she loves America. She actually studied in America, and she's always had this slight American twang, and we always wrote, and we call her Piggy Chops.
Okay, let's get to the next one. This is Baby Doll, and it is sung here by Kanika Kapoor. I like that.
It's been a huge hit. Now, Kanika's been around doing different types of albums, not necessarily film initially. Then she got together with the Meat Brothers, who were involved with Bollywood music, and she actually recorded those vocals over the phone.
In the United Kingdom?
In the United Kingdom. Mm. And the song became a huge, huge hit.
Well, you know this song, right? This song, it's like, it's a milestone in Bollywood history. There's a famous Canadian porn star called Sunny Leone, and she's of Indian origin, and now she's become a credible Bollywood starlet. And Kanika Kapoor sings all her songs.
And she's kind of, Kanika's kind of getting to be known as the Madonna of India.
Interesting. A lot of interesting facts there that I never would have thought that we'd be finding out about. All right, we have time for one more. And I want to go to Asha Bhosle here, who is one of Bollywood's most famous playback singers. You have a song here with her singing. This is Ao Hizoor Tujhko. Is that how you say it?
You do indeed. You are an ordinary Bollywoodite.
I'm an honorary. Here it is. Now, Asha Bhosle is in her 80s now.
She is indeed.
Yeah.
I mean, she just last year finished a massive American tour. I mean, she's sprightly and she's so, so feisty. And she's in the Guinness Book of Records as the most recorded female artist of all time.
Not only that, she's a good businesswoman as well. We met up with her recently when she was in the UK, opening, I think, her 4th or 5th restaurant.
20th restaurant. She cooks like a demon, so she does. She's brilliant. But you know the thing about this song, I mean, the thing that's quite relevant, about 2 weeks ago, a film called Vizier was released, and it starred Bollywood royalty Amitabh Bachchan and Farhan Akhtar, but they featured this song from the 60s, which was a big hit then, Asha Bhosle, and this was featured. It's almost like Bollywood's going back to its original roots.
Yeah.
How do you think that Bollywood films have changed since those original roots, since it all started?
I think they've changed, well, you know, given how modernized India is becoming and how relaxed the censor board is getting as well, because the censor board used to be very, very strict.
No, but at the same time, you know, I can disagree with you, Pablo, right? Because, like, kissing was banned in Indian cinema for years, but in 1920s, they were kissing left, right and center.
But it still wasn't looked upon as something that should have been done.
No, but, you know, in the sense of Bollywood, right? Bollywood...
the essence of Indian films is romance, it's love, and the Indian culture and society, whatever you do when you get married, it's all about song, even at funerals.
It's not just that, but it's escapism for so many people, because the movies are larger than life. So it could be your rickshawwala, it could be somebody who's working all hours, and then they look forward to Friday night where they know they can kind of escape from life and enjoy their Bollywood movie.
But you know, Jeremy, one thing I have to say to you, right?
Yeah.
Look, since your pronunciation is so good, maybe you could become the next Akon for Bollywood.
I think that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Can you write?
I think you guys are going to have the connections to make that happen, though.
Let's make that happen. Let's do that.
Give us a call later.
2016 goals. Rajan Pablo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's Rajan Pablo from the BBC Radio's Asian Network. You can find all of our DJ session picks at hereandnow.org, or we're on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now, or we're on Apple Music.
धूप से निकल के छांव से फिसल के हम मिले जहां पर लम्हा थम गया
आसमां पिघल के शीशे में ढल के जंग